You're listening to Grow Great, the podcast. It's about your leadership, business owners, CEOs, and executives who are unashamed of being called operators. Brief, concise insights and perspectives to help you avoid and eliminate blind spots in your daily leadership. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Today is episode 317. Let's talk about create a movement, the best way to implement change. You know, the phrase that you always hear is transformative change or transformational. It's been a popular business phrase for a very long time. Transformative just means causing a marked change in someone or something. You know, I guess folks mean something substantial, something that sticks, something that has a big impact. One reason this podcast is entitled Grow Great is because I have viewed growth as the goal. And maybe it stems from my early career in the consumer electronics business when Japan ruled the day. Constant improvement. Constant improvement was a phrase that I heard growing up in business. And it was a popular business banter because, well, the Japanese call it Kaizen, K-A-I-Z-E-N. And pure and simple, it's figuring it out and growing all along the way. Constant, ongoing improvement, getting better every day. Well, it certainly is an aspirational goal that we should all have. People want to be part of something bigger, something monumental, something challenging. We want a cause. And some of us crave it more than others, but I have never encountered a high achiever or an aspiring high achiever who didn't fully embrace joining a movement, joining a cause. And that's why when I first read of a man from Springfield, Missouri, who opened the books of a new company in 1983, that's why it resonated with me. A decade later, in 1993, John Case of Inc. magazine was credited with coining the phrase open book management. Yeah, but Jack Stack and SRC Holdings, they created it. In 1992, Jack Stack co-wrote a book entitled The Great Game of Business. Jack was running a plant for International Harvester when word came down the pike, we're going to close your plant. Well, stunned because, well, Jack and all the team, they thought, we think we've been doing good work. We've been hitting all the measurables. What went wrong? Jack set about to find out why this was going to happen and what did go wrong. How can our plant close when we're doing what's being asked of us? Well, he taught himself by asking great questions. He learned about business, and along the way, he grew a resolve to buy the plant and to keep it going. Rejected time and time and time and time again, he and 13 employees, they cobbled together about $100,000, and they finally got loans in excess of $8 million. And along the way, Jack knew the employees needed to understand what they had never understood before, how companies make money and what's required for a business to be sustainable. And that meant Jack had to open the books. He had to share key numbers with the employees. They had to see how this was going to work. And it did work. In fact, it worked so magnificently that within 5 years, by 1988, the company was worth in excess of $40 million. And they had saved over 100 jobs. And as they say, the rest is history. Jack Stack created a revolution. He created a movement, a cause. Now, admittedly, it was a really big cause. Let's save our jobs. Let's save our plant. Does every movement have to be that dramatic or that enormous? No, I would tell you no. Movements can be positive, and they can come in all shapes and sizes. Many years ago, I learned what Jack Stack discovered. And ironically, it was happening at about the same time in the early 1980s. Now, Jack's success eclipsed mine big time, but the lessons that were learned were very similar. People need a game to play. People need a game to play. It's why he entitled the book The Great Game of Business. More specifically, people need to see where they fit and how their work makes a difference. Now, as a teenage employee, I learned very quickly the importance of congruency. I once worked for a boss who was famous for saying one thing and doing something different. His actions were rarely congruent with what he preached. I learned firsthand the negative impact that that had on me as an employee. I saw it in the other employees. I saw the negative impact that it had on the entire culture. We struggled, and we struggled because none of us had any clue how we made a difference. We were just working for our paycheck and our commission. Let's learn some things. Let's learn some things together from all of this. Let's create a movement and let's get people energized by understanding how their work makes a positive impact on the company. Step one, give people a story. Storytellers focus in part on the characters. I mean, the story is all about the characters and how these characters behave, how they interact with one another, what decisions they make in the face of whatever circumstances they find themselves. Well, your company is filled with characters, employees, team members. What's their story? I don't mean that you dive into their personal lives. I mean, what's their story in the context of why are they holding this role that they hold in your company? Have you told them? Have you told them the story? Have you shared with them how they impact and how they affect the outcomes for your company? If you don't give people a story about how they fit, they will create their own, and it won't be good. Most people lean toward filling the gaps of knowledge with paranoia or the prospect of something negative. It's really commonplace. What we don't know, if we don't go choose to find it, and too often we don't because it's just easier to make something up in our head, it's not good. It's just not good. This is very common. Maybe this is human nature. I don't know. Leaders are wise to assume it and then to fix it. I just don't see any downside to assuming that people will say negative things to themselves if you don't intervene as a leader, if you do not give them a story. What happens if a person doesn't properly perform their job? Do they truly understand the impact that has? It's your job to make sure they know that story. Not in some I'm going to kick your butt kind of a speech, but in an honest, open conversation about what's required for the company to achieve the goal. Step number two, keep the big thing in the forefront. What's the goal? Now, some will say, well, what's your why? That's fine. That's a good question to ask and to answer. Some think it needs to be financial. That's up to you. I'll just tell you that people need to understand how important the numbers are. Jack Stack and his original workforce didn't understand it. They never attempted to learn until word came down the pike, we're going to close your plant. So let's learn from their story. Know the numbers that will determine success. Teach these to your team. But you need something bigger. Now, maybe it'll help to share with you an objective that I established upteen years ago in a retail company that I was running. MTA. MTA. It simply stood for most talked about. Most talked about. Now, there were many other elements and things that I would evangelize and preach, but I wanted to focus on a singular effort of constantly delivering dazzling customer experience. I wanted every customer experience to be extraordinary. The challenge that I issued was simple. How can we be the most talked about store in a positive way? And you got to mean it. This can't be just some platitude. I mean, words don't matter if the actions won't back it up. What's your big goal? Make it plain, make it easy to understand, make it real, and make it big enough to be ongoing and long term. Most talked about was a goal that, well, we knew we would always be working toward that. There would never be a day that we would say, okay, check that box. Most talked about, we are, been there, done it. No, we were constantly going to have to be striving for it. Step number three, live it. Revolutions are led by real people, genuine people. Pretenders do not successfully lead revolutions. So check yourself, look in the mirror and get real with yourself first. Fix whatever is ailing you as a leader because the troops are going to spot this immediately. Nobody ever worked harder to help the boss get a new BMW. Nobody ever worked harder to help the boss take a fancier vacation. Now, that doesn't mean that the boss, you, that you can't drive a fancy BMW, you can't take fancy vacations. It just means that that can't be the battle cry for your movement. The goal has to be alive in your life and in your leadership. The goal has got to be your passion first. My passion, I wanted customers to be dazzled. I was super passionate, still am, about customer experience. That was very real for me, and it was easy for me to live it. Step number four, don't compromise it. It must be a cause that speaks to others. When you get it right, it'll resonate with the right people. And when it doesn't resonate, then you're going to know you've got the wrong people. Don't waver. Stay the course. Now, you're going to be tempted to squeeze people into slots where they don't belong. Resist. You're going to be tempted to accept people who don't fully buy into the why that you have established because, well, their talent is going to be like this siren call. You're going to be tempted by their talent to think, well, you know, I could probably make that work. No, it won't work. Waste no time fooling yourself. Hire nobody who refuses to see the reason. Revolutionaries want to be alongside other revolutionaries. So don't match your revolutionaries up with mercenaries. So accept only the real, genuine thing. People who see what you see and who want to achieve what you do. Step five, let everybody know the result. Did we win? Have you ever bowled? Would you like to bowl in the dark without being able to see the pins? What's the point, right? I mean, the whole object of the game is to knock down the pins, but if we are unable to see the pins that we knock down, well, there's little point in throwing the ball down the lane. Sadly, we can operate our businesses, and many people do operate their businesses every single day, just like bowling in the dark. They never let the employees know whether they've hit any pins or not. And we think that they ought to just be thrilled to show up every day and just bowl in the dark, never knowing if their efforts are contributing to the win or not. Oh, well, we can berate everybody when we don't hit the sales objective, but nobody really understands why. Your team isn't that stupid. Your team isn't that foolish. Teach them the game they're playing. Teach them how to play it. Teach them how to play it well. And then keep coaching them how to get better and better and better. And let them see visible results of how well they are doing. Are they winning? Are they losing? How can they affect the outcome? By playing the game better and better and better and better. You are now ready to go back and close this loop. And you close the loop or the cycle by going back to step one and keep reminding people of their story. Keep putting in the work to create this movement. It's the very best way to implement and keep implementing positive change in your company. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. The podcast has been brought to you by The Peer Advantage. Are you an SMB owner anywhere in America? This is a virtual online professional peer advisory group of seven business owners who are willing to come together to contribute to eliminate their blind spots and to grow as leaders so that they can grow their business. You interested? You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. Thepeeradvantage.com. Click that apply button, fill out the very brief survey, and it will prompt a phone call between us to decide if this is a good fit for both of us. And I hope it will be, and I hope you'll check it out, thepeeradvantage.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I will talk to you on Wednesday.